All right, let's go to Timothy.
Well, I'll just jump in there then in that case. And in 1 Timothy 4, if I could just propose that there's a little bit of a framework to or a backdrop behind this topic that I'd just like to suggest, and then ask a question that will help answer Mark's question, I think, which is excellent. We said in the beginning that the overall theme is godliness in private and public life. And it's clear that Timothy had a very public aspect to his life and the type of service that he was giving. And is it true that we all are going to have some kind of public life? You know, is this topic really only appropriate for some people to consider, and the rest of us are sort of just in the background because we don't really have a very public life? And I just suggest that all of us have public life in the sense, in this way, with other believers, at least in this way, that as members of the body of Christ, we are supposed to be taking some role in building up one another. And that's what we could think of at bottom with regarding public life with other believers. That even if it's not in public the way we think of public speaking, for example, we're talking about public being with somebody else, whether it's a believer or an unbeliever. And that's what we mean by public life. Just, you know, outside of my room, outside of my house, that's public life. Whether my service or your service is exceedingly public or relatively private, as we would interpret it, it's public life. And so we are not going to be useful for the Lord as somebody serving him until we have godliness in private life. And that's what we're spending time talking about. And in 1 Timothy 4, it starts in verse 6 that we started reading. It says that there is instructing the brethren in these things. So there's the way he's going to be serving. But now he's got to make these choices himself so that he can be effective in his service. And we get it gets back to that in 1 Timothy 4 again. So what are some things, if I could use that to answer or to bring us back to the question at hand, what are the things in 1 Timothy 4 or elsewhere that that are related to the training towards godliness, to help devotion, to help our devotedness be enhanced, to help us be more devoted? And that really is, I think, where we're trying to answer that question. And I think there are some of those answers right here.
I think before we get to that, though, there was a question that wanted to be addressed earlier, and that he said it is not a feeling, but isn't thirst a feeling or longing a feeling? I think that should be addressed semantically.
Yeah, and I'm glad that...
Oh, there's actually, that's a two-tiered question. There's another part to that. Isn't the danger relying on the feeling as opposed to discounting the feeling?
Yeah, I'm very glad that you brought that back because that's where I wanted to go. And so thank you. Because I think this is very important. Because before we get to the Word of God and everything else that we're going to talk about, we need to understand that we're not talking about a mushy feeling. We're not talking... Is that a word? Mushy? It is today. We're not talking about something that we in our own strength muster up and we decide that we're going to be devoted to God. But we need to realize that we have indwelling in us the Holy Spirit. And so it's what He brings. And Steve mentioned before that our emotions, God gave us those emotions. And we can use those in the right way. We can definitely use them in the wrong way. But we can use them in the right way that our hearts long after God. And how do we get to the point where our hearts long after God? It's as we are in the Word of God, definitely, we're going to get to that. But before we get to that, we need to understand that it's not just me reading the Word and getting a bunch of knowledge up here. And again, I come back to that point because I know we mentioned it on Lord's Day, but knowledge puffs up. And what we need to understand is that every time I open this book, the Holy Spirit wants to present the person of Christ to me. And He wants me to fall, if I could use this term, to fall in love with Him all over again. He wants that affection to be burning just like the Shulamite in Song of Solomon, right? That her heart grew cold. But once she started to think about and meditate on her beloved, her heart was aflame for him. And that's what we're after. And that cannot be done in my own strength. That can only be done through the Holy Spirit, who takes the things of Christ and makes them precious to me. So as that, kind of as a preface to where we're going now, I think it's not a feeling, to answer the question. It's not only a feeling, I should say, but it's what the Holy Spirit brings up in me and through me, through the Word of God, that I can take the Word of God then and start practicing these exercises for godliness.
Could read in 1 John chapter 4 on that. First John chapter 4, starting at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So here's the truth, that it's an exercise of the divine nature one to another. And he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God. The world asks, how do we know God loves us? In this was manifested the love of God, because that God, what? Sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Okay, now, let's tackle these guys before they tackle me. Let's tackle their questions or